This story comes from the Confronting Racism series organized by Word and Life in Santa Barbara, California, and published in Voice Magazine, also based in Santa Barbara. What you'll hear here are highlights on the issue as shared by the guest presenter. This is Maura Conlon McIver reporting and recording the audio version of this story. Confronting Racism, Word and Life launches its winter online forum. A collective wake-up call issued in 2020 regarding unaddressed issues around race relations in our country found the New York Times reporting that almost all of the best-selling books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble lists explored this issue. It also found local communities grappling to respond. Santa Barbara-based Word and Life, an organization that supports contemplative living and learning, will begin to explore this poignant topic in its winter series, Confronting Racism, starting January 14th. Two books have been selected as a foundation for the program, Ibram X. Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist and Howard Thurman's Jesus and the Disinherited. Anti-racism is a transformative concept that reorients and re-energizes the conversation about racism and points us toward liberating new ways of thinking about ourselves and each other, explained series co-organizer Pat McClure. The 10-week series will be held via Zoom Thursdays, 10:30 to noon, January 14th to March 18th. The entire community is welcome to participate in the entire series. Cost is $67. Local leaders with expertise in the field will deliver weekly presentations to address ideas about and solutions to racial division in our own communities. The presenters include Reverend Dr. David Moore, Vashti Tamika Wilson, Tracy Makuga, Matt Lowe, Leslie Coleman, James Joyce III, Reverend Chris Brown, Jordan Killebrew, and Father Jim Clark, as well as videos with the author, Ibram Kendi. The format includes speaker presentations followed by breakout discussions and large group reflections. Word and Life, founded in 1977, honors cultivating awareness and emboldening action. McClure adds, "We think of Thurman's book as the Word and Ibram Kendi's breakthrough book as the Life in our winter course. Putting our faith and belief into the real-time practice of becoming aware of our habits and defenses to the restorative work of anti-racism is what Ibram Kendi's life story calls us to do." McClure adds, Howard Thurman's book was the theological basis of much of Martin Luther King Jr.'s work for civil rights, a book that Dr. King carried in his briefcase. One of the series featured speakers, Matt Lowe, suggests, "To imagine this new world requires deep spiritual action and practice, just as walking the path of healing through the truth and reconciliation process does." Given the importance of the topic, Voice Magazine will follow up with further articles and reflections about anti-racism in our community through an ongoing series, Confronting Racism. You can hear the presentation in its entirety at wordandlife.us under the Archived Courses link. For more information about my work, you can check out mauraconlon.com.